So we're chatting to Midnight Hustle. We've got Di and AD in the studio with us from the band, and just looking at your history, really good this, because first of all played in a band called Celtic Groove, then changed the name to Sunburn, and then Midnight Hustle. Names of bands, I think, are really good, you know, because they come from everywhere. So Celtic Groove, well, where did that come from?
Really, I think it's the roots. At the time, I was over in New Zealand and playing with a band over there who were Irish and Scottish, and I thought, well, really, that's one of my roots, really, is because I'm born and bred Welsh, and really invented it that way, really.
Yeah, AD, what about Sunburn?
Well, that's a funny story, to be honest with you.
Like funny stories, great.
It was basically, we couldn't decide on a new name, so we just split half of my name and half of Di's name and just put it together, which turned out to be Sunburn.
Yeah.
And from there to Midnight Hustle. Midnight Hustle sounds as though it would be a band, perhaps, which had its roots in country music.
Well, we named it Midnight Hustle because of course, this Paramount thing with Nashville getting the contract there, and we just thought it was the right name to choose.
Yeah, and also not so much country; it's more bluesy as well. You know,
it was also based on one of our songs, which was called Midnight Shuffle.
Yeah.
So we've talked about starting in a band and how you get your first break. So tell us about the international career, because I did say in the first hour that has started to really take off. I suppose it's one of those things you never perhaps believe that you'll get onto the international stage. That's always somebody's hope, but you never perhaps think it will work. And then when it does work, it must be the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we looked at a lot of companies abroad, including Australia, New Zealand, America, Canada. We've been through
Germany, Japan,
everywhere. And sent it off to Paramount, who's actually sent 12 songs off, and they've chosen 4 other songs.
Which normally they only choose one.
Yeah.
Which we was really surprised that we chose 4.
Mm. And it came back, the contract came within a week, didn't it? You know,
yeah.
Normally you wait in ages or you don't get a reply at all, but with these we knew it was a real McCoy.
Yeah. And then, of course, with Kevin King, we're hopefully going in the Australian charts.
Yeah, we spoke to Kevin yesterday, and it's a track called Big River. We've had Australian interest in, and we've signed a publishing contract with him for 15 years, and he likes 3 of the songs, so taking it there.
Great stuff. When people talk about cracking music markets, different countries, the one that they always say is very difficult is America. Given that the types of music that you love doing, and given that your influences are blues and similar types of music, I wouldn't have thought that America will be too much of a problem, because obviously, you know, America is steeped in blues and rock and roll history.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, each song that we write a couple of versions, one for the UK market and one for the American market, just the slight kind of differences, naming kind of American kind of landmarks and things like that. And that's basically how we can promote ourselves in America.
Yeah. I mean, for the British market, we're looking more on the pop rock side, for the sort of charts, the radio stations. And with the American market, we are doing more bluesy rock and roll stuff
and country,
you know, which we know goes down well there.
Do you think it's a more difficult market to tap into, the USA, or do you think, you know, provided you've got the right formula, the winning formula, which you obviously have, you know, do you think the USA, it needn't be as daunting as some people think it is?
No, it's just finding the right person to promote yourself to. Of course, there's a lot of companies out there that don't even listen to demos. But if you find the right one, which we were saying earlier, don't give up, just keep finding the right one, and you're going to make it.
Yeah,
good advice there. Good advice from the guys. We'll do some more chat very shortly, and I'm sure we are going to play another song from Midnight Hustle very, very soon indeed. Chatting to Diane Aidey from Midnight Hustle, talking about their career internationally and locally and UK-wide as well. And just chatting while those songs were on. And we got talking about the economic recession. And for a lot of people, you know, it's tough at the moment. Jobs are hard to come by. Things are closing down and people are having to tighten their belts. The recession, guys, has it affected you, or has it been something which, you know, it hasn't been too bad, really?
No, basically, I think it's made us more determined because Britain is going through a rough time at the moment. I think it's probably the worst time it's ever been through.
Yeah.
And sad thing is, everywhere's closing down and people aren't really sure what's the future brings. But we're just even more forceful and determined to get on with it, to say, well, stuff this is not going to let us affect us, so
yeah, that's it.
Just carry on.
And the great thing, I mean, what you said, you know, you said the future's difficult, things are closing down. Now, if that was me and, you know, I went away and I'd heard that, you'd sit down and you'd think, hey, you know, what a great inspiration for a song, you know. Have you been inspired to write a song based on the recession as a possible topic?
We wrote a song called A Heat Seeker in the USA. which is all about us, yeah, struggling to get a contract.
We
talked about really the advice being, you know, don't give up if you're in a band and you're finding it difficult to get that first break. Is there any advice? Do you have to do it in a sequence of events? I guess it's no good going in completely blind and thinking, hey, I want to be in a band, but I haven't got any ideas of what direction I want to take it in. I suppose you need to have some idea of where you want to go.
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely.
I think the thing is getting the right contact is the first point. Contacting people in the record industry, finding out who's doing what, and basically just pumping your stuff to everyone. And if you keep believing in yourself, then someone's probably going to believe in you.
Yeah, like Bandit A&R. We joined up with them. And, that's how we landed three of our songs on a film that's in the making now.
Yeah. There's a film company in Washington. They're making a film called Great Rocky Roads. And we actually wrote a song called Rocky Roads for the film, and Big River as well, which you also like. So wait to hear back from that.
When you formed all those years ago, I bet you couldn't have believed beyond your wildest dreams that you'd now be in this position, because like everything, you know, you start off small and you hope that one day you'll be able to make it big, but you don't think it will happen, and then when it does, it, you know, the world's your lobster or oyster or whatever it is.
Absolutely. It just feels it does feel great when you get that letter through. And as I said before, you know, people are sceptical. I was sceptical. Lady was sceptical. And you go through the right channel. Seek legal advice. That was the main thing. I advise all musicians, anyone in the music industry, seek legal advice first. Check every letter, every statement over, even the small writing. Yeah. Get it all done before you sign anything.
I never throw away an email either.
Never throw away anything.
Because it's tempting, isn't it? You know, we hear so many people saying, I get hundreds of emails in my inbox and most of them I chuck away because they're no good. In your industry, I guess it's best to keep every single email that ever get, because you never know. Yeah. It might be success just around the corner.
Yeah, well, I print out all of my kind of emails just to keep a record and an account of everything that's been sent to, especially from like Paramount and Kevin King.
Yeah.
You know, we always keep them, don't we?
Yeah, we've actually got our own solicitor who's actually asked to join us. He's actually not. We're getting him on board and he's checking over everything, isn't he, now? So we're making sure we're going through
Kelly
everything.
From Civil Jones & Co., if you're listening. Hi.
Yeah.
Well, talking, we talked about Big River before, and this is in the film Rocky Mountain Roads. Midnight Hustle still here, Diane Aidey, talking about music and their careers in general, really. And Aidey, before, we're talking about this thing where you can write songs in, you know, 2-3 minutes flat, which is an enviable thing to be able to do. I'm just saying to you, we were listening to Genesis, that there's no way I could write a song in 2-3 minutes. Probably 2-3 days, but 2-3 minutes, no way. is it one of those things where sometimes, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night and your head's full of ideas, but you've got to have a pen and a bit of paper by your side, because if you went back to sleep, when you'd woken up again the next time, you'd have forgotten them all?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Guaranteed, at the side of my bed, you'll always find a pen and piece of paper. It's the same as when I go to town shopping or something. I've always got a pen and piece of paper. Yeah, I'm carried around with me somewhere.
Yeah, there's an idea. You know, you make a shopping list, and on the back of your list, you suddenly have an idea, and you think, hey, presto, you know, there's an idea. Write it on the back of my list, and then I've got it handy for the next time I need to make a song.
Definitely, yeah.
So how does it work then, Dave? The music and the lyrics, who does what, or is it a bit of both?
It's a bit of both, really. I think at the start, I mean, I've been writing songs for ages as well, and basically, it was good to have Adi as a partner, because it started off really, Adi was doing 90% of the lyrics, I was doing all the music, putting my own bit to the lyrics as well, and now it's half and half. Adi's writing music as well, and I'm writing half a lyric, so it works about 50% each, isn't it? So
it's just gelled, isn't it?
And I think the reason we can do it in 2 or 3 minutes, because we'll have an idea, and also with a bit of pressure. As we know now, we've got the Paramount deal and we've got other things happening. We've had the bite, so we put ourselves under a lot of stress and pressure just to get it done. But you need that to actually complete the song.
Yeah, and I think it's because both of us are on the same kind of wavelength. We know exactly what we want.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of out of the song.
Yeah, definitely.
And I guess you both know what the other's thinking, so that helps.
Yeah, it does. Well. It does, yeah, absolutely.
In terms of the melody for a particular song, where does that come from? Does it depend on what the topic of the song is about and the mood of that particular song, and then the melody slots into place?
Yeah, it does, really.
I think mood is all about our songs, to be honest.
It is, really,
We get in this frame of mind and this mood of, we really need a certain topic. And we just crack on with it and just do it, don't we?
Yeah. I write a lot of music. I'll come up with an idea for the song, and certainly I'll have tunes in my head all the time, pick up a guitar and I can just sort of play a tune like within a minute, and if we don't record it, that song will be forgotten. So you just got to keep recording. If you've got an idea, what I say to people is tape it, you know, no matter how bad you think it is, lay it down ASAP, even if you've got just a little recorder or whatever. If you don't, that idea will go.
And it must be great. I mean, I imagine that you know stored away somewhere, you've got loads and loads of recordings, and sometimes it must be lovely to listen back and think, hey, you know, this is how far we've come. When we started, we sounded like this. Now, 2, 3, 4 years on, we sound completely different.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I've got recordings when we used to be a cover band.
Yeah.
And, they're poorly kind of recorded covers, but it was fun, wasn't it?
It was fun doing them, doing covers. I think you've just got to lay down the tracks, as I say, and think of everything and how you can improve each day on what you've done, and also take critical comments. You know, if they're bad comments, think, oh, and what I would say to bands and musicians out there, get any comments and they are negative, just take them on board. It's only constructive criticism, it's nothing else. Because it's constructive. People are trying to help you.
It could be tempting, you know, for a band. You get some critical comment, and the heads could go down, and it could be very easy to just say, oh, that's it, you know, I'm calling it a day. Yeah. But your advice would be, you know, don't, just keep going, because it'll get better.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think, I mean, I've been playing for 20 years now in live, you know, on stage, live performances, and we've had a lot of good feedback. There's also been negative feedback as well. And I remember when I first started out thinking, oh, that really hurts, you know. I'm going to put the guitar down, I'm not going to play again.
Yeah, you've just got to take it on the chin, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is the problem with 90% of musicians. They think, oh, maybe I don't sound as good as that. But what we say is believe in yourselves.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you've got a dream or a goal, go for
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Nah, really,
if it's not
really
in
good.
The music industry, if it's something else.
Yeah, I mean,
go for it.
Passion for anything. You got that dream, stay with it, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep, it's you know, if you've got a dream, then you know, fulfil it, because it will happen. Coming next, we'll talk about raising awareness of Midnight Hustle and how the band have done that, and we'll also go through some of the gigs that they're playing as well, because there are a few pretty big gigs coming up in the next few weeks and months. So we're still chatting to Midnight Hustle I've got Di and Adi in the studio. So, guys, I suppose before you even started to, you know, record songs, and even now, I suppose part of the key to the whole thing about success is just raising awareness of the band and the sort of songs you play. How have you gone about trying to just raise your profile and get your name noticed, you know, out in the big wide world, as it were?
Well, first of all, we started playing local gigs for a charity called the Nightingale House, which is a well-caused charity. Then, of course, we've been pumping our music all over the world, haven't we?
Yeah. We try and keep it as local as possible because we don't want to travel too far. Obviously, we've got families as well. And keeping it in the Wrexham area mainly, possibly Chester as well. But we have a regular spot in the Albion pub every couple of weeks in Wrexham. We're also obviously getting bigger gigs now. We're doing Country Music Festival this weekend on Sunday. Playing there, will be artists from all over the world there.
So where's that then? Where's that being held?
That's in the Pump Rooms Social Club, Duddleston Heath, and there's a big field and marquee at the back there. The next one after that's at Dennis Brown School, which is for the international students on July the 3rd, I think it is. And then the main big one is the Ice Sedford, isn't it?
Yeah, which is in the Pavilion.
In the Pavilion, we're playing between 12 and 12:30.
That must be absolutely great, you know, to be asked to play at the Llangollen International Ice Sedford. You know, you're going to get like thousands and thousands of people coming to see you. What a great way to raise the profile.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're taking with us, obviously, we're taking, you know, maybe 200 CDs and stuff. We're going to sell them there. We've got people from the Ice Sedford who are going to sell them for us. We've also got a stand, Nightingale House, are selling them as well. We're possibly going to do T-shirts and other merchandise there as well.
And you've got a website page as well. So if people want to go on the internet and find out more about you and about the sort of songs that you do, they can find you there as well.
Yeah, it's mainly on Facebook. Somebody called Brian Jones put a fan club on there.
Yeah.
Which we didn't realise until yesterday.
So we mentioned a few people that were listening. We mentioned the guys down at Station Cars, but you, also a few other people as well that we know will be listening to this at the moment.
Yes, I'd like to give a mention to all the girls at Regent House of Flowers. Laura and the crew, keep working hard. And also Roasty Primary School. I believe Malcolm King's listening, the head teacher, and for my daughter Harriet.
And also a Gwenville School for my 3 year children, Sarah, Dewey and Reese.
So hello to all you guys. Hope you're enjoying the show, and hope you're listening to these great songs as well from Midnight Hustle. And talking of great songs, I think it's time that we played another song. Now, before I tell everyone what song we're going to play, we're actually going to play, I'll have to give the game away. We're going to play Sex and Rhythm, but just tell us the story behind this.
Basically, I think it's... It stems back from when I was living in Australia, in Sydney, and I was sitting in a bar listening to a girl singing. She was on the karaoke, and it was quite a mystic sort of evening, really. There was sort of... She had dry ice on stage, the smoke was coming up, and it was quite a sensual thing, really. Yeah. There's a lot of guys at the bar, and I think that just created from there.
Came from there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what we'll do is we'll recap on those gigs very shortly before we have to go at 2 o'clock. But in the meantime, this is our third track from Midnight Hustle, and this is called Sex and Rhythm.
Tell me something's wrong. The heat of the night time, only hope of love and love's gone. She's looking kind of slinky, sex on the corner of my eye. As we cruise through the daylight, dance through the night time, can't be wrong. Stop. down, sit back and listen. With the cool of the night, six to the rhythm, six to the rhythm. It's getting kind of crazy. My mind is kind of hazy from my love. So dripping from my body, we feel like it's just not enough. It's not enough. Listen to the breathing, music from my heart beats all night. That's right. Feeling kind of shaky, shaking my body's come and go. Gotta stop, slow down, lay back and listen. Hear the cool, cool of the night, sex to the rhythm, sex to the rhythm, sex to the rhythm.
Good, isn't it? From Midnight Hustle, that's called Sex and Rhythm. Diane Ady in the studio, chatting about the band and what they've been up to and what they will be up to in the future. So, guys, I suppose what we need to do is just remind people where they can see you playing. So, if they want to stay local, then they can see you in the Albion pub on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got a gig there this Friday. 2 days' time, and every two or three weeks after that.
And then after the Albion, of course, also we mentioned the Big Country Music Festival this weekend in Duddleston Heath.
Yes, yeah. On, I think it's the 24th. The music festival itself is lasting 5 days, and we're playing on the Sunday from 12 o'clock onwards. There'll be other artists there from all over the world, and it's really to promote the album. And showcase ourselves.
That's one thing that we haven't done. Let's give the album a plug. What's the album called?
The album's called Flip a Coin.
Where did that come from? Where's the title come from for that?
That's a funny story again. we couldn't decide on what songs to put on, so we flipped a coin and put them on.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. You see, the album titles. You know, you don't have to sweat blood and tears thinking of an album title. They come to you in the flick of a light
coin.
Switch. flick of a coin, whatever. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, so that's Duddleston Heath. And then, of course, the International Eisteddfod, which I suppose is the real biggie, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Honor Blackman's playing twice there. Yeah, we're actually playing twice there. Honor Blackman's going to be the host on the Sunday. I believe they've got a James Bond evening that night, but we're actually playing from 12:30 in the big pavilion tent, and from 2 to 2:30 in the Station Hotel. We'll be promoting all the merchandise.
In terms of looking ahead to the future, how do you see the future panning out?
I think we've spoke about this last week, haven't we? About having the publishing deal with Kevin King, and Kevin's actually in France now at the moment. I think he's in Saint-Tropez, probably sunning himself. So when he gets back, which is about a week's time, he's pushing it. To every possible radio station, record company, everywhere.
Yeah,
certainly
and
the
also
three songs.
The Australian charts.
And the Australian charts. We've had a bit of interest in Big River in Australia.
And just to remind people again, once again, if they want to see you and listen to some of the songs and just find out more about Midnight Hustle, if they go onto Facebook and, I guess, tap in Midnight Hustle, you'll come up and they'll be able to find anything out that they want.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly, yeah, which is a lot of fun. Yeah, like we said, we didn't know the fan page was set up, but yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's really good. We've also got a website as well with all biography and everything, isn't it?
So go on, give us the website address, and then people can go and have a look.
Well, offhand, to be honest with you, I don't really know it.
Okay, well, if people...
But they can access it through Facebook, it's on there.
Yeah, and if people Google Midnight Hustle, they're bound to
yeah.
find you.
Yeah.
And also, they can actually email us on adburns, A-D-Y, Burns
at hotmail.com.
Yep. Fantastic. Well, listen, guys, it's been great to meet you. Thanks very much for coming in and letting us listen to those wonderful tracks as well. Good luck with everything in the future, and come back and see us, you know, very soon, and let us know how things are going.
And we'd like to say a big thank you to yourself, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been fantastic.
Absolute pleasure. Mm. Great to have you here on Callan FM. Take care.
Cheers.
Thank you. Well,
stay tuned to Callan FM, because coming up after me at 2 o'clock, you can join Beryl Partridge for Passion for Poetry. Also, a bit later on, between 10 and midnight, you can join Daniel Porter and the team for Blood on the Tracks. And don't forget, if you want to go and see the Friendly Fires in concert in Liverpool next Friday, keep your ears pinned back, because on Blood on the Tracks, they will be giving you details of a competition which they're running next week. Well, they're giving details of the competition this week, and then they will give away the tickets next week. So that's on Blood on the Tracks tonight here on Callan FM. I'll see you for breakfast tomorrow at 8. In the meantime, stay tuned to Callan and have a great day.